This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, a juror is dismissed for seeking a higher power, and the ACLJ fights back. That story right after this short message.
Get a jump start on your college education by earning college credit as a high school student through dual enrollment at Evangel University in Springfield, Missouri. At only $65 a credit hour, you will save time and money while fast-tracking your higher education goals. Visit evangel.edu/dual for all the details. Courses are available on campus or online. Apply by December 18th for classes starting in January.
Whenever you are faced with a big decision, it is wise to take that request to God in prayer, especially when that decision could greatly affect someone else's life. That's what happened to a Florida juror in 2017. In the middle of deliberations, juror number 13 made a mention to his fellow jurors that he prayed for guidance about the case. One of his fellow jurors took issue with juror 13 praying and reported his statement, which led to the court questioning him. Juror 13 argued that his religious and moral beliefs would not prevent him from rendering a proper verdict, but ultimately the court decided to remove him and replace him with someone else. The courts decided to excuse the juror, stating that, beyond a reasonable doubt, that there was no substantiable possibility that juror 13 would be able to base his decision only on the evidence and the law as the court gave it to him in the instructions. Because, by definition, it is not that the person is praying for guidance so that the person can be enlightened. It's that the higher being or the Holy Spirit is directing or telling the person what disposition of the charges should be made. The American Center for Law and Justice has filed an amicus curiae brief in a federal court of appeals to defend the rights of American citizens to exercise their religious freedom, in this case, prayer, while serving on a jury. The ACLJ states in their brief that the protections afforded religious belief and the exercise thereof by the First Amendment, certainly extending to a juror exercising his religious beliefs in the power of prayer for wisdom and insight while fulfilling his civic duty and right as a juror. They point out to the court that if the panel majority's decision were allowed to stand, everyone would be free to pray for God to help him or her reach the right decision. But if the person believes that God answers these prayers, then they are no longer fit to serve. This is clearly not an interpretation of the free religious exercise that meets constitutional muster. They claim that the panel's decision creates a flawed and potential dangerous precedent that could lead to the disenfranchisement and exclusion of millions of citizens from a monumentally important institution in the United States system of government and the carefully protected checks on the government, the jury. The ACLJ is asking Americans to stand up with them and pray for praying Americans. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.